adolescent psychologist Colette Smart joins me on the line. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning, Emma.
All right. Talk to us about the perils of lurking on social media for teens. There's a brand new study out.
Well, there is. I think also as I talk, I'm going to tell you about some of the issues that we're facing. We must also just remember not to demonize the platform on its own, but just talking about this is how we can actually just empower our young people.
Yeah.
So really, what the study found was there were about over 200 30-year-olds from schools. It was done in the US. They were invited to participate in this research project, and they wanted to discover what 13-year-olds actually were posting online. So now, what's interesting about this study, though, is teens actually agreed to download an app to their social media accounts that archived the content of everything they posted on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook between September last year and April this year.
Okay.
So all their posts and pictures only were assessed, but not their direct messaging. So really what the study wanted to look at was what teens are actually saying and doing on social media, not what they tell us they're doing. So it was interesting. Parents were involved as well, so they completed surveys. And as I start, it's also important to remember that it's before social media was ever around, we've always cared deeply about fitting in. Adolescents have always cared. They always feel hurt, have always felt hurt when they were excluded from face-to-face interactions. The difference now is that they cannot go home and have a break from it. It follows them home, and it's there 24/7. So really what they found through the survey was that 13-year-olds obviously were posting, tweeting and sharing their lives, but there was a vast amount of 13-year-olds that actually are doing what they call lurking. So essentially what they're doing is reading the never-ending streams of their peers, but not actually posting themselves.
Mm.
And so what they found with that was one-third of the teenagers said that they check social media without posting about 25 times a day during the week, but even more on the weekend. Some of the heaviest users were actually on there about 100 times a day.
Wow, 100 times a day.
It's massive. So you realize how much they're assessing what's going on. So what they're seeing is highly groomed, carefully chosen, filtered pictures, strategically posted at certain times of day by their peers, simply to attract the maximum number of likes and comments. So one girl in the study actually said she takes over 100 selfies or pictures of herself so that she can find one she likes well enough before she posts it. So it's not just random pictures that are going up.
Mm.
And so our young people are seeing pictures of their friends gathering without them at parties, doing group hangouts, and they're getting this perception that everyone else's lives are more glamorous than their own. They feel like their peers are liked, commented, and favorited more than themselves. And so they compare themselves to the likes of their peers. And so essentially, the young people were saying things like, I'm seeing myself being excluded from parties. I see my best friend hung out without me and posted it on Instagram. I see my friends went out without me and posted pictures on Instagram and then denied that they were out together. Some didn't say anything specific, but they just said they found pictures were having people were having parties without them and friends doing things, and it's really about it feeling excluded.
Mm, yeah.
And so the study said essentially that it's almost like the rich get richer and the poor get poorer was the terminology they used. And we know teens can tell you who the popular group is. It's almost not PC to say that, but the young people will tell you themselves that's the popular group or those are the popular people. They know it in their schools. And what they're seeing is those seen as the so-called popular group are very clever at marketing themselves, interestingly. So they know exactly when to put things up. I had a teenage girl tell me recently from the Hills area. She goes to school in the Hills area in a public school, and she said her school is using something called Insta-like. So Insta-like is actually something that's not new. It just revives itself every now and then. But it's something you can get as an app through the App Store. And essentially what you do is you like other people's pictures to earn coins through this app. then you use your coins to actually get likes on your photos.
Wow.
And she said, likes are everything at my school. It really is the social barometer. It tells you where you are in your social group. So she was telling me exactly what the study is saying. So it's really something that our young people are having to navigate.
All right. So Colette, tell us as parents, what can we do?
So I think the important thing is to not freak out as much as you probably will feel like it at this stage. Social media is part of our young people's world now. So actually taking it away from them is very, it then excludes them even more from their social groups. They post a lot of, or they direct message each other for gatherings and so on. But what we need to do is we need to pick relaxed times, not highly charged times when we talk to our teens and talk to them about studies like this. So I even read the study to my own children. So it normalizes for them that other people are feeling the same way as they are. Talk to them about how they feel on time when they're looking at the pictures a lot compared to times when they're not on. And then they will often, many teens will come around to times when they realize, actually, I do need a sabbatical from this. Maybe at times when they're on holiday. Because our teens, they need time to daydream, to problem solve, to converse with others. And then make sure as parents you set times aside for homework, sport, going out in nature. And then obviously my biggest recommendation is keeping technology out of bedrooms at night. A separate study found that waking up at night to use social media platforms, we had about almost 25% of young people saying they do this regularly. So we've got to keep it out at night. They need times just to be, times away from it. And if you talk teens through all these studies, they're pretty good at actually realizing the stress that it causes them when they're on it all the time and helping them just to self-monitor and choose times just to have breaks.
Okay. Some good tips there. Thank you so much, Colette.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
And that is adolescent psychologist Colette Smart. You can find out more also at colettesmart.com.